the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
Good morning to you. Welcome to Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. My name is Tiffany Bacon. So glad you decided to stop by here this morning. We realized you could have been anywhere on your radio dial, but thank you, thank you, thank you for coming by here. So today, if you keep up with our Facebook page, you already know what we're talking about. We're going to keep you in stitches today. And yeah, I say that because in the studio with me are some hilarious folks. They were cracking me up while the music was playing. Nakia Battle, aka Comedian Lady Key, and her cohorts. They have a show coming up next weekend, and they are hilarious. And they're going to keep you in stitches this morning. So I thought, what a great way to start your Saturday, but with a little comedy. It's just comedy. So welcome Nakia, Chris Graham, Chico Robinson, and Tahira Zumar. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. Everybody.
God is good. Yes.
All of the time. Yes. So, okay, let's get this thing crack-a-lackin', as some would say. Love comedy. I just feel like, you know, especially on this show, we cover so many heavy topics, and we need to, you know, it's the kind of show where we cover everything. But I just feel like we as a people don't laugh enough. We do not laugh enough. Everything is heavy. Everything is hard. You know, back in the days of slavery, everything is difficult. But I think we need to laugh a whole lot more. So first and foremost, I wanted to ask each of you individually why you decided to do comedy.
Well, it started in my mother's womb.
I knew it. I need you to speak. I don't know what's going on here. Like, okay. I think there's a gremlin in the board because things don't look right now, and it's acting a little funk-a-delicious. So, yeah, I'm going to try and work this out in the meantime, but just speak a little louder.
Okay, well, this is Comedian Lady K.
Yes, it is.
From the Philadelphia area. I started doing comedy in the womb. Let my mother tell it, Barbara Ann Lloyd. It's just been in me from birth. In high school, I was class clown. I decided to do stand up, and now, like, just by my friends,
hallelujah,
we are all about making people laugh. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's go. Next brother over there. Yes.
How you doing? Praise the Lord. My name is Chris Graham. Now, this is new to me.
Okay.
When it comes to the comedy, because I'm very serious.
Okay.
But they seem to be tapping into a level of anointing that I didn't even discover. And so I can't say it started in my mother's womb, because it started last week. No.
Hilarious.
I love having fun. Love being a part of this cast. And I'm just like some undiscovered talent that I have of comedy.
Tomfoolery.
Yeah. Pass the mic tag.
Abounds.
Tag.
Yes.
Well, my name is the great Chico Robinson. You know, my father is actually famous.
Uh-huh.
He was a comedian.
Yeah.
And because he was a comedian, I became a comedian.
Fix it.
And because I became a comedian, I am a comedian.
Fix it.
And what happened was, I almost didn't do this play because when we talked about the business, she said she was going to compensate us in holy oil.
What?
So that wasn't going to work for me. But I'm here, and I'm glad to be here. And we worked it out, and God is good. God bless you.
Ooh, okay, but at least she said holy oil, and she didn't say, like, you know. Twinkies.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, sister.
Before I begin, hallelujah, lift your hands, saints.
Yes. Yes.
Lift your hands and give God praise right now.
Hallelujah.
Okay, stop it. Okay, my name is Tahira Zumar, the third, actually. And
what?
And I started off as a tap dancer.
Don't front on the tapping.
But seriously, it's just natural. My family is hilarious. My friends are hilarious. My pastor is hilarious.
Yes.
So it's just...
And who's your pastor?
Pastor Lonnie Herndon from Christian Compassion.
Oh, woo! My pastor, too. Amen.
Yeah, well, she left my church first. And then she went over there.
Okay. Yeah. And that would be...
Jeters.
House of God for all people. Yeah, that's my church.
Okay. All righty, all righty. This is amazing. So like I said before, they were in stitches in the parking lot. They were in stitches off mic when we started this whole thing. And hopefully you at home in bed will be rolling over laughing, trying to turn your radio up louder. Now, they mentioned the play. There is this play that you have, Miss Nikita. Miss Nikia, is called Stitches. What is this thing here about?
Well, Stitches, the Lord gave this to me about a year and a half ago, and I was actually watching like a Saturday Night Live, and I just really miss good comedy. We grew up on In Living Color, Mad TV. Even Dave Chappelle had his moments. We are Christians, but let's be real. We did watch Dave. Come on, somebody. Saturday Night Live. And I wanted to do something.
Tyrone Biggums.
Yes, come on.
Uh-oh. Hold now.
And so I wanted to do something that was actually hilarious for Christians. I, too, believe that we just don't laugh enough. Everything is not serious. And I'm sorry, God has a sense of humor. I mean, some of us can just look, you know, look around. He's made some funny things.
That's
for
us. Yeah.
So that was the purpose of the show Stitches. And we are going to have a ball. It's sketch comedy at its best. It's those type of shows, but everything has a Christian twist to it. It's
okay.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
You can barely
awesome.
Make it through rehearsals.
I love it. And, you know, one of the things that I asked you guys to be ready to do is be ready to actually give us some examples of just how funny you are. I mean, you already are doing that just through this conversation. But we're going to put you all in some scenarios in a little while.
Have your way, Father.
Yes, have your way, because we're going to come up with some stuff. But in the meantime, we'd like to bring in our listening audience, because they're a major part of this program. So also, I think this weekend in town is Tyler Perry's latest Medea play. Now, I have to bring y'all in on this here conversation about folks having this mixed issue with Mr. Perry.
Okay.
I want to take your stand on it.
Got your back, Mr. Perry.
I will say,
I'm the right one. Let's go.
I do.
Turn up your dial.
Turn up your dial. I believe that, in a sense, Tyler Perry has really just paved the way. Whether it be you just believing in yourself, you knowing that you can do things, like not coming from a rich family, not coming from family that is into the industry.
Right.
I think he's paved the way. I'm actually very proud of him. I mean, we didn't go to high school together, but he's older, but I'm proud of him.
Right,
and
right.
We support him.
Well, I don't have a TV, so I don't know what's going on with Tyler Perry. Does anybody keep me informed?
The TV, you got like money to go to the movies, right?
No, I don't watch. I don't have.
Don't go to the movies.
That's why I'm doing Stitches, to try to go see.
Foolish man.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand.
Foolish
man. In the parking lot.
Love you, Tyler.
No, Tyler is a great guy, man. You know, he has paved the way for a lot of people. He's given back so much more to so many people. And hopefully one day we can maybe cross paths with him. You know, he might see Stitches and, you know, do something.
And crank up.
Come on. Not take the idea, but actually one up.
Amen. 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 Put that out there. Yeah. Yes. Amen.
Have it, Tyler.
Okay. Miss Tahira.
I just love him. And okay. I just love him.
See, you know what?
I just love him. I don't even know the name of stuff that come out. If it says Tyler, I'm going to see him.
Okay.
I just support him because he's just so inspirational, encouraging. I just love him.
You know what? I don't mean to cut off, but you know what I don't like? These females just wear me
just
out.
Love him.
Because
just love
if he wasn't famous, they wouldn't like him.
No,
so you see right now?
Oh, I mean, now, okay, wait, pause.
You know
what we're not going to do is take this conversation in a different direction and start some more other stuff. I want to stick with the comedy. Now, I am a big fan of comedy, and I honestly feel that as a community, as a culture of Black folks, that we are extremely strict and rigid when it comes to what we feel is funny. And I understand, based on our history and based on what was and what is and how we are perceived to the whole world, but when is it ever okay? My question, when will it ever be okay for us to just be stupid funny and not bring down the race as a whole? I don't think that there's any other race of people in the world that has that issue. Mm-hmm. We can just be stupid funny, that's and right. it does not take a hit on who we are right. as a whole people. So that is my question to you all. Think about it for 2 seconds. And also to you, my listening audience. Is it ever okay for us to just be stupid funny and we not take a hit as a race of people? Give us a call with your thoughts on that question. 215-263-1039. 215-263-1039. If you're just waking up, in here with Nakia Battle, Chris Graham, Chico Robinson, and Tahira Zumar. They are all part of a play called Stitches, and it is hilariously funny, and they are going to make you laugh today. But before we get to the yucks and the chuckles, I want to hear from you. Do you ever think it is okay for us to just be stupid funny and it not, and we not take a hit as a race of people? So give us a call, 215-263-1039. I will start with you, Miss Nakia.
I'll tell you when it is going to be okay. May 25th and May 26th. We're going to have a time, but I will be honest. We have had to change certain scenarios that we did have. Mm-hmm. We, as a cast, found it hilarious, but we actually were like, we don't want to offend anybody. Mm-hmm. And I will say, we've had like 2 or 3 scenes that we've taken out, and it was just a matter of, we don't want anybody in the audience to be like, why are y'all, like, that's not funny, or to us it's not funny. Mm-hmm. But it's real. And what happens is, I really think that we should understand it is okay to laugh. Mm-hmm. Things are funny. And I feel life would be a lot easier on some people if they just learn to chuckle, learn to smile, learn to laugh, lighten up a little bit. Because I'm going to tell you something. I can be riding in my car, think of something. I can be having a bad day. Mm-hmm. I can think of something, and I will just bust out laughing, and I honestly will feel better. Laughter is definitely good for the soul. I'm sorry.
That's you just, can't be depressed and laugh at the same time, and
I'm
you just
can't.
I'm
trying to tell you, and I honestly can say it makes us as people feel better. So honestly, it's a prayer that will go out. Like, God, just touch your people, because it's okay to laugh.
Yeah.
Make them laugh.
Not serious, but, you know, shake a little bit.
You're hilarious.
That's just really my honest opinion.
Okay. All right. Do you ever think it's okay, brother man, for us to just be stupid funny and we not take a hit as a race of people?
I personally think that
this is. Or do you ever think it'll happen?
I think, personally, I feel like it's a time and place for everything, so keeping everything in context. Mm-hmm. I believe you being safe, you gotta laugh. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You go through so much living this daily life, and even trying to stay safe, want to keep it there.
Right.
So you gotta release that energy somehow. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's what better way than to laugh? Mm-hmm. You know, but keep it in context and not being getting a pleasure out of shooting someone down, when it goes back to the initial question. Mm-hmm. Sometimes as a race, we seem to take pleasure in putting people down, magnifying their faults or anything like that, and getting a chuckle out of it. Mm-hmm. But that's why I said keeping it in context. But
like in the whole, I'm getting to y'all in 1 second, in the whole grander scheme of, it seems like every great comedian we've had, no matter what jokes they said, somebody was mad.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's been too many comedians, with the exception of maybe Bill Cosby, that someone didn't say, that's just straight buffoonery. So why are we quick to label everything like buffoonery? Right. When is it ever just, you know what, that was funny, that was stupid, and I'm a move on?
Right.
Can I talk?
That's good.
I honestly think it also goes back to our thinking as comedians. Mm-hmm. When will we not care, not being smart, but just not care and take it to the next level? If we do everything the same, we have nothing to look forward to. Mm-hmm. And which goes back to the Stitches portion of this, the play. Mm-hmm. Everybody now wants to be a playwright, but the plays are sad. You're crying,
drama.
Drama. Somebody got killed, somebody's played the same storyline. Mm-hmm. And that's why it honestly was a pleasure to write something where it was just like, y'all, come on, let's have a ball. And coming in, I was talking to Tahira and I told her, I almost feel like in the beginning, I may have to do a disclaimer.
Yeah.
Like, guys, so much happens in church. that we want to laugh at, but it's like we can't. Now, me, I can't hold my laughter in. I'm going to laugh. And I do some. My mom, and she's listening, she's going to kill me. My mom spanked my behind every day of my life. And it was because of my sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Some people just will not find some things that you find funny. Right. But I just think it's a prayer that I love you, Mommy. I just think it's a prayer that God touched the hearts of your people. Mm-hmm. Again, you will live longer. You will enjoy life. Everything is not serious. Amen. Lighten up. Come on, in the name of Jesus.
Shake yourself,
Amen.
Come
on. Amen. All right, let's go to the other side of the board here. Let's hear from you guys.
Me first?
Yes.
Well, you know, honestly speaking, I think it's the whole thing about a lot of Christians, and I hope I'm not, you know, being mean about it, but if we just learn how to just be real, keep it real, and not be phony, because at the end of the day, half of the stuff that, let's just be honest, half the stuff that you probably heard or seen somebody else do, you've done it yourself. But because you think that there's a standard, or you think that, you know, oh, well, you shouldn't be doing this, well, you shouldn't do it either. And like Chris said, if we stop judging people so much, I actually put on Facebook the other day, people will broadcast your failures but whisper or don't even acknowledge your success. So if we actually, you know, learn how to actually, you know, be behind each other and, you know, support each other more and stop trying to look down on people.
Right.
A lot of negativity won't even be inside of us that we, like, we just might laugh. Because I'm like, hey, we actually, I mean, and I know sometimes I'm wrong, but sometimes I'll be in church and something be going on and I'm not paying attention. I'll text Kia or something like that and she'll be laughing in church while church is going on. And, you know, like I mean, like Chris said, we go through so many things in life. You have to laugh. And I'm going to be honest with you.
You better.
If you around me, you better laugh because I don't want no Debbie. Listen, I don't want no Debbie people around me. You gotta laugh.
I know that's right. I know that's right. All right, Diva Lady, Tahira.
Come on, Zoo. Her name is French.
I really didn't plan on preaching. Let me get my voice right on tonight. But no.
Come on, yeah. But no.
Well, obviously, we all know the light that is shined on the African American community, either uneducated or ghetto per se, or all the other negative things. But to me, African Americans might be the funniest people that I know. Like, I feel like we are hilarious naturally. And it is, and most of it is either talking about our family or most especially our church. Especially in church, we're known as being sometimes hypocritical, but we are hilarious. And I know, like, in hard times in my life where somebody has passed, just being around these people, you literally forget what you're going through. You might go back home to it, but in that moment, you forget everything that you're going through. So
I know that's
laughter
right.
is, comedy is everything. And I didn't even know, and I think I'm about to have a moment. I think I'm going to Kia because I'm so serious. She brought it out of me. I knew that I had something, but she just kind of, what at the surface, so.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, listen, we want to hear more from you. I asked for my beautiful listeners to call in and answer this question. Do you think it'll ever be okay for us to just be stupid funny and the whole race not take a hit? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Before we take a break, let's speak to Lillian. Lillian is on line 3. Lillian, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, I'm very glad you spoke on this subject. I would like to suggest to the younger generation that they learn the Constitution and their rights. No matter how famous they get, they will still be in a certain caste.
Yes.
So learn, and so that our children can learn the First Amendment, the Third, and the Fourth, and the Eighth, which is very important because we're being picked off, our young people, like flies, and this is not the end of it. Learn your rights and then sue according to the law. Always give Caesar what is due to him.
Okay, so...
Thank you.
I'm
going to hang up because this is a very, to me, it is a very good conversation going on, and I want all of us to be equipped with what is our right. Thank you.
Okay. I'm not sure she quite answered the question, though.
We thank God for that. So,
but thank you, and do know your rights, and if there needs to be a suit to them, we'll sue. But I don't know that we're going to sue anybody for calling something buffoonery or not. So we're going to take a break right here. We're going to regroup. And again, the question is, will it ever be okay for us to be stupid funny and the whole race not take a hit, that we all don't look bad because someone did something that was stupid funny. Give us a call. We're talking about laughter today. 215-263-1039. Stay right there. We'll be right back with more conversation after this.
Now, back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.
That's my theme music. Love it. All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Today on Praise in the City, we are talking about comedy. Have some comedians in the room with me. Nakia Battle, Chris Graham, Chico Robinson, and Tahira Zumar. I asked my listening audience a question. The question is, will it ever be okay for African Americans to just be stupid funny and we not take a hit as a race? That is the question. 215-263-1039. In the meantime, I said that our guests, you know, because they're funny, I'm going to throw a scenario at them and they're going to do a live sketch for us right here on the radio. So I'm going to give you guys your sketch while I take some calls. You guys are going to put it together and then be ready to present. Okay, so you guys might know I used to have an improv theater group. And one of our staples was this thing called TV Land of the Lost that we created. In TV Land of the Lost, you have to do a quote unquote lost episode of a popular TV show. So you all are going to have to come up with who's going to play what character and come up with this lost episode of this TV show. All right.
Shawty, don't leave me.
Your TV show is The Cosby Show. Go.
Glory to God. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Y'all can break in the hallway. Y'all can break in the hallway. Figure it out. I'm going to go to the phone. Yes, they're going to be back. They're going to put their act together. Literally, they're going to put their act together, and they're going to come back and play for us. So in the meantime, going to the phones again, the number to call, 215-263-1039 for the question, will it ever be okay for African Americans to be stupid funny and the race not take a hit? Let's go to Janae calling in from Camden and calling in on line two. Janae, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Hold on, let me mute me out.
Okay, yeah, please turn that radio all the way down, sweetheart. All right. That's not the kind of comedy I need today. My ears bleeding from feedback. All right, so what's your answer to the question?
Well, he told me to cut my radio off so I couldn't hear the second part of the question.
The question just was, it was only one part, will it ever be okay for African Americans to be stupid funny and we not take a hit as a race?
Honestly, I don't think that it will ever be okay, but it doesn't matter because laughter is good for the soul. And, I mean, it heals people in different ways. Mm-hmm. You can be touching somebody that couldn't be touched through a church song or a church prayer. And I think it reaches out to everybody. Everybody's not going to like every song. Everybody's not going to like every movie. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that that should be a problem, but it's always going to be somebody.
Okay, so you're saying we'll never stop taking hits as a race if someone is stupid funny?
No, I don't think so. Okay. But again, I don't think it really matters because it's always, you know, that crowd that's always going to say, oh, I don't think they should have did that. I don't think they should have did. But I can honestly say I went to see Stitches last year and it was stupid funny. they did the unthinkable.
I'm sure. And they're about to do some live stuff for us in a few minutes. Awesome. Thank you, Janae. Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
And you have a great day.
You too.
All right. Let's go to Miss Jackie calling in from West Philly on line three. Miss Jackie, hi. You're live on the air.
How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome.
I love this topic because I am stupid funny.
Okay.
I have always been. I'm like the person that used to always get beat, like the young lady was saying in church, because you find things funny.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I believe that one day it will be okay, you know, as a race, that we won't have to take a hit.
Mm-hmm.
But I just believe that it is good to laugh.
Yeah.
You find different things in life. Just walking down the street, you can find certain things that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And you laugh. I let people look at me, and what is she laughing at? You know, but I find a whole lot of things funny.
Mm-hmm.
And just things that we do, even things that I do here in the house.
Yes.
You know,
Yes.
I'll laugh at myself.
And that's a beautiful
thing.
It's
good to laugh at yourself.
Yes, it is. It's healthy. It's very healthy. Miss Jackie, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate the call.
Thank you. And all of you, keep up the good work.
Ah, wonderful.
For the Lord. All right.
Amen. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to our anonymous caller from Sicklerville, New Jersey. Caller, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, good morning. What's your comment?
I feel that laughter should be because God really has a good sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, like, even one of my friends I met, he says to me, he said, you're supposed to eat the chicken, not the feathers. And I was like, huh?
Mm.
And I laughed so hard. So it shows us that we're really supposed to have laughter in our life.
Mm-hmm,
So even when he says that to me, I laughed so hard I started crying. I said, I never laughed like that in years.
Yeah, yeah.
And we need that all the time. And I walk because it'll make life more easier for us. That when we see something, we won't go off the deep end. Lord, did you see that? Mm-hmm. No, you laugh about it and keep on going.
All right. Amen. Thank you so much, caller. We appreciate that.
Thank you, and be blessed.
All right, you do the same. Bye-bye. Let's go to Deloria, I think that is, calling in from Germantown. Good morning. You're live on the air. Hey, Deloria, Germantown mama, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, turn that radio off for me in the background so I don't hear myself coming through my ears. All right, what's your answer?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. What is the answer to the question, mama? What's your answer?
Okay, so I just feel like everybody... First, I want to say, can I say hi to Nakia? Hi, Nakia.
Well, she stepped out of the room because they're preparing a sketch for us. They're about to do live.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I'll tell her you said hi.
But, no, I just feel like everybody doesn't have the same logic.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a people, I don't think that we can act up. And it's funny to some people, but it's not funny to everybody. That's just so unfortunate.
Well,
but,
I mean, the point of the question, what I just wanted to really clarify, it's not that everything should be funny to everybody, because that doesn't work for any group of people at all. It's that we are not feeling that it is bringing down the race. It is making the whole race look bad, because anybody else, you had stupid, funny folk, but the race isn't taking a hit because this comedian and that comedian are stupid, funny. So why do we continue to take hits as a group of people if somebody chooses to be stupid, funny, whether we think it's funny or not? That's really what the question is.
I think it's because us as black people, we're always on the forefront of everything. So people expect either so much or so little. It's not a great area when it comes to black people either. Somebody's going to always have something to say about something.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
It's unfortunate, but
yeah.
I laugh a lot. I'm
Amen.
A comedian too.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate the call, all right?
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a couple more calls, and then we're going to hear this scene that they've been working on in the hallway. Chris is calling in from Willingboro, New Jersey. Good morning, Chris. You're live on the air. Chris, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Fabulous. So do you think we'll ever stop taking a hit, Chris?
I think that for me, listening to everybody's comments, I think it has to do a lot with relativity to what's being said or the subject matter. Mm-hmm. Personally, it would be good to allow things to happen and enjoy the comedic moment out of it and not have it hit us as a race. But taking a look at how things are panning out in history and, you know, our society, someone already said it. It just seems like there's always going to be those individuals who are going to find something wrong with everything that we do. And then, unfortunately, there's what I call lumping everything together. So because there's someone of a particular race or color, they're going to lump it together, whether that be a black person or a white person. So I think it has a lot to do with how our perception is in relation to what's being said.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you so much. I totally appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Let's go to Will, calling in from West Oak Lane. Will, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on? What is going on?
Hey.
First of all, I'd like to say what's going on to the cast, because I am a funny guy. I'm
everybody talks about it. You know, I'm like one of the loudest brothers in the city. Uh-huh. Plus, I can change my voice. And I always wanted to comment because it is true about how this world is acting like we can't change. But I think we might have to do a psychology move if we keep on presenting different plays of this subject matter. Mm. Per se, it might change the world, and then everybody will look like, "Hey, wait a minute, hold up, you know, this might work."
Mm-hmm. The more you put it out there,
so judgmental. We need to stop looking at ourselves like, "Oh, we can't be the funny people. We got to be the ugly people, or you know, whatever is clever."
Okay. Okay, I see where you're going.
I do need a job.
If it's out there,
this lady, you got one of the funniest brothers right here in the city talking to you. What's going on? I'm ready.
All right, and you know what? We will have the Comedy Career Connect a little later on. I'm ready for them to do this scene, but right now I want you to sit back and listen. Thank you so much, Will.
Okay, wait, can I give you one more thing?
Nope, actually, we are running out of time. We got to get them to do their scene. I'm
so
sorry.
Call me. 215-888-1507.
Yeah, I know. We're not putting nobody's phone number on the radio. Oh, and then you're going to have somebody crazy call. Bye-bye, Will. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, so.
West Philadelphia.
Born and raised. Okay, so we gave you all a scenario a few minutes ago, and we want to see just how well y'all wrap your minds and funniness around improv. We call this TV Land of the Lost. You all are performing a lost episode of a TV show, and the TV show is The Cosby Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you the cast of Stitches doing the lost episode of The Cosbys.
Cliff!
Yeah?
Get up! We gotta go to church, Cliff.
Listen, I just delivered a baby last night.
God, in the name of Jesus, touch this boy's mind, God. Cliff, listen, Rudy. Oh, the devil is such a liar. He gets on my nerves. Cockroach, did you spend the night?
Yes.
Get up. You want to go to church?
No.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask, did you touch my family right now? Everybody's going to get up.
Claire, why are you so loud this morning?
The Bible declares to make a joyful noise. Come Listen, on. Everybody get up. Downstairs in 5 minutes.
Come on, Mom.
Get up. Get up.
Claire, listen.
Stop praising worship.
I deliver babies. I got to talk to the mothers.
And God delivered God delivered you. Get Dad. Up. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, Theo, what's up, man?
Tell Mom, stop.
Claire, I ain't going to tell you again. I lay hands on Sunday morning now.
Father God, in the name of Jesus,
come on,
Lord.
Mom, come this, on.
That's why this episode didn't make it to TV.
Cockroach, my mom be bugging.
Listen, downstairs. Y'all down to 4 minutes. Get
up. Brush my teeth.
And it's okay. A lot of the saints don't.
Listen, I got some cabinets to fix. I got some refrigerators to fix. They be looking. I can't go to church this morning. Listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you my tithe and offering. And what you could do is you could go ahead and take the kids to church, and I'm gonna just sit here and eat me a hoagie sandwich.
It's time for communion.
Come on, Miss Huxtable. Get cockroach. Come I'll on. Go with you. You come go on, Miss Huxtable.
It's time for praise and worship.
Yeah, I want to hear that lady Monica Bacon talk.
Monica Bacon, mm-hmm. Tiffany Bacon.
Tiffany Bacon.
That's it. She's
Her
our guest.
My mother's name is Monica.
Yes, mm-hmm. She's our guest speaker on
she
tonight.
She sang that song. What's that song, Rudy?
Better days.
Hey.
Brighter days.
Brighter day.
You know I love you.
Brighter day. I said Jesus.
Brighter day.
Jesus.
Brighter day.
Jesus.
But if you have a Bible, and I know that you do, this is Lady Cosby. Since y'all don't want to go to church, we're going to bring church to you
Come
all.
On, Stitches.
If you have a Bible, and I know that you do, turn with me to the book of Jobs.
Come on.
God says, right, you know, he is about to loose Blair. Something. Some of us Blair. Need a job.
Blair.
Okay, you, Rudy.
Come on, Mom.
You, Denise.
Come on, Mom.
You, Cockroach. You don't live here. You have parents.
I know. But,
and I'm going to speak over the nations in this house.
Claire, now, I didn't told you. Don't talk in my house over me. Make sure your tone is low because I'm the man of this house. I deliver babies.
And see. All right. If you're at home, clap it up for the cast of Stitches.
I deliver babies.
doing the lost episode of The Cosby Show. I'm so mad at the brighter days. Jesus! OMG, OMG. Thank y'all so much. I'm so mad. I love it. Laughter, it is healing. You guys have an awesome show coming up next week. Tell us a little bit more about it in the last couple minutes of the program today.
Well, I think I'll do that. Stitches was something that God gave Kia. Yeah. But prior to him giving it to Kia, he gave it to me. So I know, go ahead, Kia. Go, Kia.
Stitches, guys. Oh, you have to think back to shows like In Living Color, Mad TV, Saturday Night Live again. It's sketch comedy. The devil want to get in my tongue. He is alive. And we bind him. Touch That's my mouth. Right. Touch my mouth. In the name of Jesus. And so Stitches, it's sketch comedy at its best, and it has a Christian twist to it. You guys have no idea what you are in for. We can barely get through rehearsals. It is taking place. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I'm sorry for giving y'all promo cards that you can't read.
Ooh,
it's coming Friday, May 25th at 8 p.m. We have another, and that will be hosted by Miss Kayla from 103.9. And then we have another show Saturday, May 26th. Pull over. Don't have an accident trying to type this in your phone and write it on paper. Just pull over.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, May 26th, the show is at 7 p.m., and that's being hosted by Tiffany Bay.
Tiffany Bacon.
My mama is not Monica.
Greater is being sponsored by Greater Bible Way Temple.
Yeah.
And the address is 1461 North. I have a lisp, so I'm going to start over.
Mm-hmm.
It is 1461 North 52nd and Bible Way. It's one block from 52nd and Lancaster Avenue in Philadelphia. You can get your tickets on urbantix.com.
Yeah.
You can call the church at 215-877-1400. You can email the Kingdom Agency at gmail.com. We want to give a special shout out to PJ Owens.
Woo!
He is the director. We're going
to
wrap it up. Mommy, I love you. Thank
Shout
you
out
for
to the rest
always
of the cast.
Believing in me. God is good to my sister Danielle Battle, to Mark Britt.
Okay.
And if you've already saw the play, we have some deleted scenes and some new scenes.
We deleted the scenes. We got some lost scenes.
We'll
scenes.
Oh.
Shout out to the rest of the cast. Tiffany, Michelle, Harrison. Jalil,
Mommy.
Harrison. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. And the whole cast.
Mommy. Hi, Mom.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Most of all.
Amen to Jesus. Guys, thank you so much for providing some nice light, great energy on the program this morning. Best of luck with the show next week, and thank you guys for getting up early and joining us today. Yay!
Thank you, Tiffany. We love you.
Oh, I love y'all back. And much love to my listeners. I always thank you. Listen, I would love for you and I to stay in contact throughout the week. Please follow our page on Facebook. I'm getting choked up. Excuse me. Because you called my mother Monica. Her name's Sarah. But any to who. So just follow us on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com. Look for Praise in the City. Hit the like button and follow our updates. Always posting some good stuff there. All right. We want you to have a peaceful, positive, and productive week. Much love going out to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do.
My man Larry.
Have a good one. Don't dare touch that dial, because Marriage Beyond the Vows is next.
Speak it over my life.
Take care. Bye-bye.